Yeah, it's tough. You know, I actually almost cried. But, you know, this, I kind of just, you know, feel bad for him because he had a new mindset. You know, he got all the contract stuff out of the way and now he was on a mission. And, you know, it's a major setback for him. But if I know Elvis, and we all do, I mean, he's going to come back, you know, when he's 100% ready to go. So, you know, I'm just praying that, you know, he heals up fast and, you know, his surgery goes well and we can have him back as soon as possible.
Time for other guys to step up. I mean, that's the situation.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the name of the game. People are going to get hurt. This is other guys' opportunity to step in and show that they can play in this league.
When you say that, you know, I almost cry. I mean, is it because he's such a force on the team defensively or just because you've known him so long and the things he's gone through to get to this point?
Yeah, that's more personal. You know, it's because I know him. I spend a lot of time with him. You know, I kind of was talking to him a lot during this whole process with his contract and helping him with that. And, you know, it sucks because the guy is, you know, he's the perfect professional. You know, it's what I always tell him. And it sucks, but, you know, he knows that every time you step out on that field, there's a chance you can get hurt. And I know once he get over this initial pain of what happened, he'll bounce back and ready to play.
I know you've been around camps, there's been injuries, seasons, there's injuries, things like that, they happen. But when you look at it, Elvis, sack leader, left tackle, Ryan Clay, you know, you've been hit running back. You've been hit at really hard spots to replace. I mean, how tough has this spate of injuries been so far for you guys?
It's tough. I mean, but, you know, that's the name of the game, man. I know every year there's teams that lose people just like we have this year. And, you know, you guys got to find a way to get through it. And guys got to step up. I mean, it's an unfortunate part of the business, but it happens.
With Elvis specifically, schematically, do you think you guys have to do much differently because of the force he was and maybe try to generate a pass rush a little more?
I don't know. We'll have to see how things go with what we're doing. if nobody can do what Elvis was doing, you know, or effectively at least, because he's a hard guy to replace, then we might have to. But right now, we're doing what we're doing.
Sorry, cool. Champ, got to the huddle late, but do you feel like you guys need to get any outside help that's out there as far as, you know, free agent help, whether it's a Thomas or a Shelby or anything like that, in addition to what the guys you have?
Well, I can't say that. I can't imagine that we need to, but it's not my call. So, you know, if it comes to that, then it comes to that. But right now, we like what we have. We're going to work with that until, you know, another situation, you know, makes us change that.
Do you take it upon yourself maybe to talk to Jarvis at all with, you know, I mean, the position he's going to be in now?
Not really. I've been talking to Jarvis anyway, and Robert Ayers and all the outside linebackers, because we do so much stuff together on the field. So I don't think there's any, you know, reason for me to start talking to them anymore. I know that they understand what's in front of them, and they just got to, you know, take it like a professional and keep on pushing.
How good was it to see Jamal on the field again for the first time?
That's great. You know, that's a guy I've been looking forward to playing with, and, you know, I'm happy to have him out here for the first time. And, you know, I look forward to many more practices with him. Hopefully, you know, just stay healthy and do some good things for us.